Okay, Gemara Sanhedrin, Pei Vav Amid Beis, in the Schattenstein is 86b2, second column. In the Hebrew Gemara, it's in middle of the page, a little bit above middle of the page, of one Pei Vav Amid Beis. Says Amar Abaye. Okay, what the Gemara was talking about last time we were learning was about, like, Ben Seder Domeda has two parts, and then kidnapping a slave and selling him is also two parts. So what happens if one group says he stole, and one group says he kidnapped, and then he stole, and one witness testifies, one group becomes Hazama, the question, do they get killed or not? They could say we only did it for stealing or whatever. His Amar Abaye said like this. Hakam made them. Everybody agrees by Ben. There's one din that everybody agrees by Ben Seder to made him. But Hakam made him, and everybody agrees by also Ben Seder to made him. And Machlekes by Ben Seder to made him. But there's also Machlekes by Ben Seder to made him. So Abaye says there's three cases. I'm not going to say explain exactly what this means. Abaye says there's one din of Ben Seder to made him, everybody agrees with. There's another din of Ben Seder to made him, everybody agrees with. Rabbi Yechon and Chachamim. There's a third din of Ben Seder, everybody, they argue. What's the case? Hakam Eidim be Ben Seder Meida, everybody agrees about the din of Ben Seder Meida, be Eidim and Ishenim, Shenim and Ogim. Means like this. One group of witnesses said, well, what's the story? By Ben Seder Meida, he stole meat, and then he threshed. Right? So one group of witnesses says, what did the Ben Seder Meida do? He stole the meat. So everybody agrees, if they become Edom Zaymimin, they don't get killed. Why? Because Shechei L'Leimei L'Akoy Sibana. We only said we want to give him Malkus, not to kill him. Meaning like this. When a Ben Seder Meida steals, we learned the Gemara says before, a Ben Seder Meida steals, you bring him to Bezdin whips him. If again he did it and he refreshed and he did all that stuff, then you kill him. So what happens when the first group says he stole the meat? So really, what could they say they came to testify against? Not that he's going to testify that they're going to kill him, but that he gets Malkus. So therefore, the Gemara says, in that case, everybody says the Edom don't get killed. Why don't the Edom get killed? Because the Edom that became Edom Zaymim could say, all we did was, thank you, all we did was to get a Malkus. Hakam Eidim by Ben Seder Lameda, everybody agrees by Ben Seder Lameda, be Eidim Achreinim Shenehrogim. That was the second group of Eidim that says the guy Frest, which would mean that he gets Misa. Everybody says those, if they become Eidim Zaymimin, they get killed. Why? Because the first witnesses could say, we only came to give him Malkus. We only say he stole the meat. And here, they're getting him killed because when these witnesses came and said he fressed, it's obviously after he stole. So what are they testifying? They're testifying that the guy gets killed. So therefore, everybody agrees they get Edom Hazama. What is Machleik? Is Ben Say? What's the third case by Ben Seder Meir that they're arguing about? He says like this: Shnayim Amrim Befaneinu Gonav. Two witnesses come and say the guy stole the kid stole the food. Shnayim Amrim Befaneinu Ochal. And the second group says they ate. Now, therefore, what happens? What's the story? Chizkiah says it's a partial testimony here. Each one is only testifying in a partial testimony. Okay? In other words, two people say, two witnesses say he stole, and the second one say he consumed before, then he ate it before us, right? Now, One second. With two separate testimonies, a second offense. So he says like this. Then both witnesses are. One witness is say he ate before us, stole before us, and one group says he ate before us. So then, what happens? Both groups of witnesses have hazama. So then they argue if they both get killed or not. In other words, if there was only one group of witnesses that said he stole, everybody says they don't get killed. If there was only one group of witnesses that say that he ate, everybody says he does get killed. The witnesses get killed. What's the argument? When there's two witnesses. Two witnesses that say he ate stole, and two witnesses say he ate. Now both became hazama. So the question is that a whole thing or a half a thing? And therefore, there's argument in Chizkir and Chachamim if he's chayv or not. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says, Eidim Mechira B'Nefesh Shehuzmu. What happens, the group of witnesses say that the guy sold the Eved, that he kidnapped somebody and then he sold him. Everybody says, Ein Arogim. He says a very interesting din. Okay? Ravasi says, if two people came and all they testified was that this guy sold this person. Nobody knows about the kidnapping. Two witnesses say, this guy sold this person. So, and then he became Adam Zimmerman. They don't get killed. Why? Because they could say, Avdi Machati, I was selling my own slave. Nobody testified that he kidnapped him.
He didn't know. He didn't know.
Two guys say, I saw this guy sell this guy.
Yeah.
Then the bell, they became Adam Zimmerman, so they didn't. Okay? Because until it became established with two witnesses, that the guy kidnapped the guy. He just say the guy sold him. Yeah, he could say I sold my own slave.
Well, even if they should come and testify that
the witnesses know that he was kidnapped, but the guy who bought the slave didn't know
it was a sale. Why someone should come and testify? Okay, someone sold someone.
Because there are rumors that he kidnapped him or whatever, but there was no two witnesses that testified that he kidnapped him. Even though the fact might be that he did. But they could say, the guy could say, what do you mean? I sold my own slave. Amar Rav Yosef, Kaman Ozlo Hoshmait Rabasi, who does Rabasi go according to? Rabbi Kiva, Dama Dovav Lechotzi Dovav. Okay? Rabbi Kiva said, remember, Al Pishnai made him Yakum Dovor. Rabbi Kiva said, it has to be a whole thing, not a half a thing. Right? So now, when they testify that the guy sold him, it has to be that opinion. So, Abaye says to him, what are you talking about? Ikra Rabbanan Arogim, you want to tell me that the rabbis that hold that even in a half a thing you get killed? It doesn't apply over here. Because Mitercha Amar, because what did it say? He doesn't say a half a thing, a whole thing. Ravasi says, if there's witnesses testifying that the guy sold somebody, right? He could say, it's my slave that I sold. Right? He could say, it's my slave. So why would he be chayev? It's not a half a thing or a whole thing. You tell me that Rabbanan hold that even in a half a thing you would get killed, yeah? So therefore, Rav Yosef says, who does Ravasi's din go according to? Rabbi Akiva. Because there's only half a thing, there's only testified that he sold him. There's no testimony on the kidnapping. So Abai says to him, what are you talking about? Here, the guy is saying, it's not even a half a thing. The guy is saying, I sold my own slave. It's not a question of half a thing or a whole thing. He's not chayv anyway. So he says like this, it's speaking even according to the Chacham, that hold even in a half a thing that you can get killed. Aye, Why don't you do anything to this? Because he said, like we said before, the law also ate a gneva. There's no witnesses to the kidnapping. Right? Even though there were no witnesses to the kidnapping. Not even, okay, I'll tell you even more. There were witnesses, but not kosher witnesses. So therefore, there's no testimony at all. It's not a half a thing or a whole thing. So the Gemara says, woman, ihachi maila meima, of course. The Gemara's b'chal asking Rav Asi's din is very difficult to understand. What's he telling me? Rav Asi says, like you were saying, like someone's saying, the guy comes and he testifies that the guy sold a slave. Why in the world would I ever think that the guy was kidnapped? I mean, the whole din is you kidnap somebody and then you sell him. But now the guy is just testifying that Reuven sold a slave. I mean, big deal. He could say, it's my slave. So my answer is interesting. The witnesses came later. That means like this. The two witnesses testified the guy sold a slave. Yeah? They became Adam Zaymimin. Then later, another two witnesses say he was kidnapped. The problem is, they came too late. Therefore, Makati Maila Memla, Lochaira. So again, the first group of witnesses never came yet. I mean, even if they come later, but they didn't come on time. So it says like this, Litzricha, the Komeram is Ramuze. It says like this, the witnesses, it's a very weird setup. The witnesses of kidnapping hinted to the witnesses of selling that they're going to testify soon. Normally, they were supposed to come first to testify that the guy kidnapped, and then the second group says he sold them.
You should come in sequence, right?
In order. What happened? The second group of witnesses testified first, but while they were testifying, the first group didn't testify yet. They hinted to the other guy, yeah, we're going to come to testify. Mao the Tema, I would think, Remiza Milsahu, signaling to the witness carries a significance as if he actually testified. Kamash Milan, Remiza Lav Klumi. It's worthless. You have to testify and not hinting. In other words, the whole thing of testimony is when you say it, not when you hint it. So therefore, it wouldn't be the guy wouldn't get killed. So Rashi's din is a very interesting din. He says, if the guys are just testifying that he sold them, yeah, and then they became Adam's enemy, you don't get killed. Because he can say, I sold my own slave. So what's the problem? If there's no witnesses for the, of course, what's the Shaila? So Gemara says there are witnesses that came too late. But what do you mean they came too late? While the first group was testifying that he sold him, they hinted, oh, by the way, we're going to come and testify that he kidnapped him. So hinting doesn't mean anything in testimony. Testimony got to be clearly, verbally stated. In biblical law, by the way, Minatera, you can't even write the testimony. Testimony has to be verbal. Because the Torah says, Al pi shnayimet, on the mouth, mi pihem velo mi piksavam. It has to be from the mouth, not from the writing. That means, technically, in a murder case, if a guy, two witnesses, write the testimony to Beis Din, we testify that the guy killed somebody, the guy would not get killed. By monetary laws, the Chacham made a takana that witnesses could sign. Why? For the benefit of humanity. For instance, I lend you $1,000, I write a document with two witnesses signing. Yeah. Later on, I come to court, I show the document. They're not testifying orally. Why is this a good testimony? The Chachamim made it, because otherwise nobody's going to lend money. I'm going to lend you $1,000. We're going to have two witnesses watching it. Maybe they'll die. Maybe they'll go off to China. Maybe they'll, who knows what? How am I going to find them? So there, the Chacham said, by monetary issues, the writing of two witnesses, that he signed the Ksuba for the same reason. Even up then, Minatayra, written testimony is no good. What's so funny?
Ketubah.
The Ksuba is also a document, a financial document. Okay, Mishnah. One of the things, the punishments that get chenek, is a zokin mamre. Okay? What's the definition of a zokin mamre? It's ayin vav amid beis, by the wildlands. Huh?
Pevav.
I'm sorry. Pevav amid beis, the first of the wildlands where the mission is. Okay, there's a thing called zokin mamre. Zokin mamre means a rebellious sage that the big Bezdin of 71 ruled one way. He ruled differently than them. He went back, taught people his way, and people did based on what he said. So that Zaki Mamre gets chenek. He gets strangled. Strangulation. So he says like this. So the Mishnah talks now about this then. Zaki Mamre api Bezdin. Okay, when is a Zokim Mamre get killed? When is Alpi Bezdin? Shenemar, what does it mean? The Gemara says exactly what it says. Yipalim Mchadava LaMishpat. If they'll be hidden from you on matter of judgment. So now, the Mishnah says exactly what the case is. Shleisha Bati Dinim HaYusham. The three Bezdins in Yerushalayim. Okay, because what does it always say in the Chumash? You have to go El HaMokim Asher Yivchar Hashem. So the Torah says, where is the ultimate Bati Dinim? In Yerushalayim. Mokam Asher Yivchar Hashem. Echad Yeshi Al Pesach Harabayis. One was on the entrance of Harabayis. Echad Yeshi Al Pesach HaZora. One Bezdin sat on the entrance to the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Echad Yeshi B'Lishchas HaGozes. And one of them sat in the Lishchas HaGozes. Okay? Now, it was inside the Beis HaMikdash, right? But half of it was consecrated, half of it wasn't consecrated. The Bezdin sat in the non-consecrated area, because like this, you're not allowed to sit in the Azara. And the Bezdin had to sit. So they sat in the non-consecrated part of the Azara. So one was at the entrance of Arabayis. What was at the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash? And what was inside the Beis HaMikdash? These were the three courts. The major court, 71, was inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay?
The Beis HaMikdash was a very busy place.
What?
Beis HaMikdash. With the Korbanot and the Bati Dinim.
Yeah. Very a lot busy. Of action.
A lot of action.
Peter demonstrations. Animal rights groups. Can you imagine? Okay. So now what's the case of Zokim Mamre? So Gemara says like this. This dissenting sage and his people that argue, come to the entrance of the first one of Harabayis, and they say like this. Kach dorashti v'kach dorashu chaveri. Now remember like this. What's a Zokim Mamre? He's rebelling against the other Chachamim. Everybody disagrees with him. So Gemara says, what's the scenario? He comes to the Bezdin on Harabayis, at the entrance of Harabayis. He says to them like this, I learned this way, all my friends learned a different way. They disagree with me. Kach li maratani, this is the way I have taught. Kach li imdu chaveri, this is the way my friends taught. Okay? So the guy comes to the Bezdin, and he says, listen, me and my guys disagree. So, Im Shamu, if the court at the entrance of Harabayis heard what the halacha is, Amalehem, they say, this is the halacha. Okay? Vim laven if they didn't hear the halacha. Boyin la eisem al pesach ha'azorah. They come to the next Beis Din by the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. And they say, Kach derashti v'kach doshu chavedai, kach limadetan v'kach limnu m'chavedai. Okay, they went to the first Beis Din. The first Beis Din doesn't know the halacha. So what did they do? They went up to the next Beis Din. And again, they said the same thing. Im shamu, now this was a greater Beis Din, you know, more learned. So if they heard, Amalemi said, what the tradition was, Im lav, Eilav Eilav Boyin LeBeis Din HaGadol B'Lishchas HaGadol. Then again, everybody goes to the Beis Din of Beis Din HaGadol. Shemimenu Yesu Teiru Chol Yisrael, that from there is where Teiru goes out to everybody. Shenema Min HaMokim Ahu Asher Yivchal Hashem. Okay? That is the place Hashem chose. That's the ultimate Beis Din. They are the Supreme Court. They make the rulings. Now, what happens? Chazal Li'irei, if the sage went back, so, and Beis Din ruled against them. There's no such thing, by the way, that Beis Din not knowing. They argued, they disputed, they fought, they worked it out. Like the Rambam in his Hakdama writes, that in the earlier times, in the Beis Din HaGadol, there was no such thing as a machlekes and halacha. There was no such thing as an argument. Because if there's an argument in halacha, they took the issue to the Supreme Court, the Beis Din HaGadol, and they paskened. What do you mean an argument? Right? So, he says like this.
71 or 23?
71. Now, Chazal Li'irei, what happens, they ruled against him. Okay, the Beis Din HaGadol said, you're wrong. And the guy went back to the sage that disputed the Beis Din HaGadol even, went back to his city. Shana v'limid b'derech sh'yilamad, if he taught and he interpreted like he said before, not like the big Beis Din, Potter, he doesn't get killed. Why, we'll see in a second. Im heido lasis, but if he told people to act on the way he paskened, not the way the big Beis Din ruled, then he's chayiv. Then he gets killed. In other words, like this. When is a zaki mamri, this is what the Mishnah is saying, when is a zaki mamri chayiv misa? When he told people to act on based what he said. But he just taught halacha is like this, and halacha was not like that. Because he didn't tell people to act on it, he doesn't get killed.
When he's teaching, eventually somebody's
going to
act.
But that's not him. And he says, Shenamar, v'ish eshe yeh b'zodein, a person who will do act, right? Ein echayiv at sheyeh elasi, says only chayiv if he tells people to act, yeah? The way he told them, he paskin against Beis Din. Now, what happens, Talmud sheyeh elasi, a person who didn't get smicha yet. He's only a Talmud. Yeah? And he went against Beis Din. And he ruled that they should do like he said, not like Beis Din says, he's still potter. Why?
As an ordinary person.
No, but he's a student. That's, like it says, chumla kule. His stringency is his leniency. What do you mean his stringency? He's not called a zaken mamre. Because he's not a zaken yet. He's not smicha. So that's his leniency. Because he's not a zaken, he's not a chelek of Beis Din, he's only a Talmud. So therefore he's worthless. So even if he told people to do against what he said, against the big Beis Din, that he doesn't get killed.
Even if they tell them to act?
Yeah.
It's like a regular person tells somebody
to. Yeah, it has to be a zaken mamre. The Grashi says here, or he has to be 40 years old, and before that he only is a Talmud, and therefore he's not a Zokin Mamre yet. The Gemara asks in sight there, the Gemara asks an interesting question. It says over there, not to Paskin until you're 40. So the Gemara says, Rabba was one of the biggest, and he died at 40. So the Gemara answer is because there was nobody as great as him. But the din, by the way, doesn't apply today because today everything's written. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, halacha is all written, so therefore you don't have to be 40. Because it's all written. So you don't need to be 40 today to pass. You need to have smicha. But we got not even really.
But it's still not in front of your rock.
There's another thing. That's one of the reasons of smicha today. What does smicha do? You're ordained. What does it do today? Halachically, what does it do? So the Paskim, what does smicha do today? Your Rebbe gives you permission to paskin shailas like this in the presence of your Rebbe and all to paskin a shaila, even in the Sim City. So what smicha means, he gives you permission that if you're not in his presence, you can make a ruling. That's all smicha does.
Huh? Do we get a smicha?
I just put my hand on the, you know, like it says by the karbonis. Okay. Huh?
Two hands and force it down.
Force it down. They knock some sense into the... Okay. Tadda Rabban Rabban Alert. The Gemara. Yeah, all the way at the end of the page. Ki Pali Mim Chadavar, the Torah says, if there's a hidden thing from a matter, it means you don't know the halacha. But Muf, L'Shebez, and Akosa Medabit. It's speaking about a recognized, you know, prominent member of Bezdin. Mimcha, it says Kipali Mimcha Davod. Yipale literally means hidden, but Yipale means Pella, wondrous, means a very big member of the Bezdin. Mimcha refers to a Yayitz, a person who gives counsel. They came out of Platz evil against Hashem, he gives wicked counsel. Davod, we know Dvar Hashem Zu, Alocha is Alocha. La Mishpat is din, which refers to gzeirah shava. Bein dam ledam, this is what the pasuk says. Ki plali mincha davar la mishpat bein dam ledam bein din ledim bein nega la nega divrei divrei v'sharecha. That's the pasuk, right? So the Gemara is taking each word of the pasuk and defining it. La mishpat refers to gzeirah shava. Bein dam ledam, bein dam nida, ledam leida, and dam ziva. The different levels of blood. There's one blood of Nida, there's one blood of a woman giving birth, there's another one of a Zava. Okay, no, we'll leave it here. We'll start next time.
Oh, Jimmy
did say. Yeah, I know.
There is no road to
Burton Way's open?